So this psalm is for the director of music of David, the servant of the Lord. And he sang to the Lord the words of this song when the Lord delivered him from the hand of all his enemies and from the hand of Saul. And he said these words. I love you, O Lord, my strength. The Lord is my rock, my fortress and my deliverer. My God is my rock, in whom I take refuge. He is my shield and the horn of my salvation, my stronghold. I call to the Lord, who is worthy of praise, and I am saved from my enemies. The cords of death entangled me. The torrents of destruction overwhelmed me. The cords of the grave coiled around me. The snares of death confronted me. In my distress, I called to the Lord. I cried to my God for help. From his temple, he heard my voice. My cry came before him, into his ears. The earth trembled and quaked, and the foundations of the mountain shook. They trembled because he was angry. Smoke rose from his nostrils. Consuming fire came from his mouth. Burning coals blazed out of it. He parted the heavens and came down. Dark clouds were under his feet. He mounted the cherubim and flew. He soared on the wings of the wind. He made darkness his covering, his canopy around him, the dark rain clouds of the sky. Out of the brightness of his presence, clouds advanced with hailstones and bolts of lightning. The Lord thundered from heaven. The voice of the Most High resounded. He shot his arrows and scattered the enemies, great bolts of lightning, and routed them. The valleys of the seas were exposed, and the mountain foundations of the earth laid bare. At your rebuke, O Lord, at the blast of breath from your nostrils. He reached down from on high and took hold of me. He drew me out of deep waters. He rescued me from my powerful enemy, from my foes who were too strong for me. They confronted me in the day of my disaster, but the Lord was my support. He brought me out into a spacious place. He rescued me because he delighted in me.
Thanks, Stuart. Folks, I need you to keep the Bible open and to look at the verses. Grown-ups, you'll need to help the youngsters see which verses I'm referring to as I go through. I'm going to pray. We're going to hear God speaking through this psalm to us. So let me pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for this psalm of deliverance, of David speaking about his rescues, and of how you, God, are a rescuing God. May we know you better through this psalm. In Jesus' name. Amen. Dan didn't mind lessons. He hated break time. Because break time was the time when a group of boys seemed to always want to be mean to him. Sometimes it was just words. Other times they pushed him around and even slapped him. They thought it was a fun game, and Dan did his best not to say things that would make it worse. In the end, they usually went away and found somebody else to bully, and Dan would breathe a sigh of relief that it was over. But then he'd begin to worry about the next day. At times like that, Dan had a secret. Joanna struggled in maths lessons. Her teacher always seemed to be going too fast for her. He'd teach something and then get to the children practicing it, but Joanna always seemed to be the last to understand. And try as hard as she could, she felt stupid and silly for not being able to do as well as her friends. What made it worse is that the teacher showed very little sympathy. He seemed only interested in the clever kids, and when he saw that Joanna was struggling, he set her extra work to do during break time. Sometimes Joanna would sit at her desk, tears streaming down her face, no one else in the classroom, struggling to try to do a maths question that she couldn't understand. At times like that, Joanna had a secret. And last of all, John. John was off work again. He had ongoing health problems. First, it had been a virus that had not wanted to shift for weeks. He'd been unable to work for a month. And then it was fatigue. Tiredness that didn't shift no matter how much sleep he got. Then it was headaches that would come and go with no rhyme or reason. He could be at work and in the middle of the day suddenly get a headache and have to lie down. Now, to begin with, his employers were understanding, but they were becoming impatient now. They wanted to replace him with someone else, and they were just waiting for an opportunity. John wondered if the next time he went into work, they'd tell him he didn't have a job anymore, and then how he'd be able to feed his family. At times like that, John had a secret. But David had it worst of all. He had enemies who actually wanted to kill him. He was an important man who was next in line for leadership, but the current leader didn't want him to take over, so he'd sent out bands of men to hunt him down, and when they found him, to kill him. Every time David went to sleep at night, he would worry that he might be found and caught. Sometimes it did end up in pitched battles with his enemies all around him and no apparent way of escape. Outnumbered and outgunned, David feared for his life. At times like that, David had a secret. Dan, Joanna, John, David, and we can know this secret. The secret's in Psalm 18. It's a song David wrote about his life having to run away from people who were trying to kill him. And wonderfully, it's about God rescuing him. I want you to look at verse 3. It's the verse Dan, Joanna, and John had written down, and in fact, they knew it off by heart. This was their secret. And in the midst of bullying, or math lessons, or ill health, they would remember their God, and they would pray to him using this. Can you follow it carefully? It says, I call to the Lord, who is worthy of praise, and I am saved from my enemies. There are three parts to it. The first is, I call to the Lord. And that means David, and many people like Dan and Joanna and John, ever since then, have called to the Lord. They didn't have to say it out loud. Just in their heads, they said, please God, help me. Lord God, please rescue me. Heavenly Father, please hear me and help. In their distress, in their fear, in their ill health, and through their tears, they remembered that they were not alone, and that God is nearby, and he can hear even their thoughts. And so they prayed. That's the first part. I call to the Lord. The second part, well, what's the Lord like? He is worthy of praise. That means he's done things in the past that give me confidence. He is a rescuing God who has rescued millions of people from lots of different things. He's rescued people from their enemies, like David. He's rescued people from drowning. He's rescued people from bullies. He's rescued people from horrible illnesses. He is a rescuing God who is worthy of praise. Now, we know something that even King David, who wrote this psalm, didn't know. We know something that hadn't yet happened, but shows the greatest rescue that God ever did. God sent a rescuer in the form of his son to save people from our worst enemy. Now, our worst enemy is sin and the punishment we deserve for our sin from God. You see, we're all of us little rebels who want to live our lives our own way, and we do things that offend the God who loves us and made us. We deserve God's punishment. But instead, God sent a rescuer, his son, the Lord Jesus Christ. And Jesus came into the world quietly to begin with. He was like a secret agent on our side. He came then and he stood in for us and took the worst we deserved on himself. There's a story about a man who was in Italy fighting. And he got captured along with some friends of his. And one of his friends was an enormous man, very big, very strong. And they were put, lined up in front of a wall to be shot. And the order came, ready? And all these men were lined up, ready to shoot these people in front of them. Aim. And just as the word fire came, this big friend of his turned round and grabbed him and held him like this. And all the bullets went into his back, and he fell to the ground. And when the soldiers had gone, and when the noise had gone, he was able to push this big, heavy man who died for him, off him, and get up. He'd been saved because this friend of his had taken the bullets for him. Well, it's like that. That's what God has done in rescuing us by sending Jesus. That is the greatest rescue we've ever heard of. And so everyone God has rescued like that will know that he's worthy of praise. They want to say thank you, and they want to tell him they love him, and they want to keep trusting him because he's their rescuer. And if God has rescued you in the past from that great enemy, then the next nasty thing that comes your way, you will know the secret. You will know where to turn. Just like Dan and Joanna and John and David, you will call out to the Lord who is worthy of praise. And the third thing David says in that verse, I call to the Lord who's worthy of praise, and I am saved from my enemies. David knew it, and Dan and Joanna and John all knew it. God is a rescuing God. He rescues people. Okay, that's the verse. Can we say it out loud together? Psalm 18, verse 3, I call to the Lord who is worthy of praise, and I am saved from my enemies. Well, I want to do something now to help us understand how good at rescuing God is. I expect you've all seen my stool with Eeyore on it. Now, Eeyore has a very good face. What does he look like? He looks worried and fearful and upset and frightened. His name's Eeyore, and he is every one of us who is fearful or upset or sad and worried about our enemies. And I put him on here so that he can be like us, and I now need some volunteers to come and be his enemies. Okay, I need those who've got guns already to come to the front and get their guns. And is there a spare one? Yeah. Okay, Barnaby, you come up as well. And I want you to surround Eeyore with your guns. No, not too close. Spread out a bit. You're going to get closer in a minute. Can you give Barnaby a gun, please? Ollie? Okay, spread out round him. I want everybody to spread out round him about this far out. I want you all lined up. And imagine this is you with your enemies around you. Maybe you're in class and you're being bullied. Or maybe you've got a really hard maths lesson. Or maybe something is really making you upset. And you feel like Eeyore with your enemies closing in round you. And they take two steps closer. And they're really close. I didn't say shoot. Don't shoot yet. That was a good shot, though. And you're frightened. And what do? You call to the Lord, who is worthy of praise, and you are saved from your enemies. Let me show you how you are saved from your enemies. Now shoot. Guns have jammed, guns have jammed. God's working. Okay, collect up your bullets, please. Enough. Collect up your bullets, please, and reload. I'm going to need you again in a minute. Now I want you to look at verse 1. Of the psalm. I want you to read it carefully from verse 1. Grown-ups, please help your children to follow carefully all the words. It says, I love you, O Lord, my strength. The Lord is my rock, my fortress, my deliverer. My God is my rock in whom I take refuge so I can hide. He is my shield and the horn of my salvation. You remember what God is... Can you sit down at the front, please? Sit down at the front. Remember what God is like, and he's rescued in the past. He's in the business of rescuing. I call to the Lord who is worthy of praise, and the bullies can shout and slap, and the math teacher can make life miserable, and your health can be really bad, but you can call to the Lord who is worthy of praise, and he is your rock in whom you take refuge, and he is the horn of your salvation. Who's read the Narnia stories? I may need a little bit of help here. Aslan gives special gifts to all the children. And he gives one, I think it's Lucy? Susan. He gives Susan a horn. Do you remember that? And it's a real animal horn, but it's special. And she can blow it, and Aslan tells, only use it in emergencies, but blow it, and help will come to you wherever you are. Now, I think Mr. C.S. Lewis, who wrote that story, was remembering this verse, well, this psalm, where it says, I call to the Lord, he is the horn of my salvation. So I can blow my horn, and I can know that God will come to rescue me. I need to say something important before I finish. David called out to God when he was in great danger. And the rest of Psalm 18 describes in poetic ways how God rescued him. Just look down and listen to this. He makes it sound like a thunderstorm that God arranged, and a smoke bomb going off, and lightning flashing, and God soaring in on his mighty wings, turning daytime into night, and there was earthquakes, all to rescue his man David, who'd called for help. Now that's amazing to read, but when you read the actual story of David in 1 Samuel and 2 Samuel, the actual escapes that David had weren't like that. They didn't have thunderstorms and lightning and God arriving on a big chariot to rescue him. They were just ordinary ways that God rescued. So one day, when David was here and his enemies were coming here, he went round the mountain this way and his enemies went round the mountain that way. And when they turned round and went back, he turned round and went back, and God protected him. They never found him. And one day, he was in a cave, and all his enemies came right past the cave where he was in, but God protected him. So there were often ordinary ways that God protected David. But he's able to say, I know it was God, I know it was God. David was rescued by his enemies taking a wrong turn, or getting confused, or being led away. But we mustn't imagine he will do what we want when we ask him to rescue us. So, Dan, who's being bullied, he wants his bullying to stop. And God says he will rescue those who call to him. But God might not stop the bullying. What he might do is give Dan the courage to face the bullies. And Joanna, who's in a maths lesson, she would like maths to be finished forever. But he might not do that. He might just help her to be brave in the math lesson and to keep trying and to do her extra work happily. And what about John, who's ill? He would like never to be ill again. But God might not answer his prayer by making him healthy for the rest of his life. He might just give him strength to face his illness without fear. That's some of the ways that God rescues. So Dan's bullies were not expelled from the school. Joanna's math lessons were still the same. And John, he's still ill. Sometimes he has better days because he knows God and he loves God. He knows God will not let him go. And so he plugs away and rejoices that God loves him, even though he's not got a fully working body. I'm going to show you the last great rescue in a moment. But let's read Psalm 18, verse 3 together. And I want you to think of it when you realize you are a sinner who deserves God's anger. What should you do when you know you deserve God's anger? When you are a sinner, somebody who recognized they have done wrong, you should call to the Lord who is worthy of praise, and you will be saved from your sin. Can we say it together? Psalm 18, verse 3. I call to the Lord, who is worthy of praise, and I am saved from my enemies. Now, I need a volunteer to be Jesus. Who's willing to be Jesus for me? William, come on up. Can I have the enemies crowding round again? Don't shoot until I say. Now, what does Jesus do when you... Spread round here. William, could you come in? And this is somebody who is saying, please, God, save me from my enemies. What does Jesus do? Hands up if you know. Jesus, Peter, he jumps in front and he takes all the bullets to protect you. Right, shoot! Okay, stop. Stop. That actually looked like it was hurting quite a lot. Put him down. But it hurt. Everybody stop. Put your guns down. Go and sit at the chair, please. Thank you very much, Jesus. No. Jesus stepped in front of God's anger and took all God's punishment for all people who believe in him. And it didn't just sting a bit. He died for us. God is the great rescuer. If you call to the Lord, who is worthy of praise, he will rescue you. Okay, let me pray, and then we'll sing a final song. Loving Heavenly Father, you are worthy of great praise because you have sent Jesus into the world to be our rescuer. He has stepped in and taken the punishment we deserve. And we can have confidence, therefore, that you are a rescuing God. Help us to sing with David. I love you, Lord God. You are my rock and my shield and my defender, and my deliverer. Amen.